Wednesday. Is it Wednesday?
Yeah.
It is.
That would have sucked if I said the wrong name of the week.
I don't believe if you say the wrong name at the beginning of the show, then you and I don't get credit for that day's show.
Oh, then I'll work really extra
hard. So, we got to get you one of those calendars that are so popular with kitties. It's got pictures of kitties in baskets and stuff.
Cartoon kitties or real kitties?
No, real kitties. All right. Don't get the cartoon one. That's silly. Hi, everybody. It's Bill and Wendy, and as Wendy just pointed out accurately, today is Wednesday, your middle of the week. We're thrilled that you're listening. We'll be here for the next hour. If you want to call us, you can, and I don't know, again, I don't know what the number is.
312-235-2525. Don't you have a screen? Look at the numbers right there in front of you.
Yeah, but what's the number for downstairs?
312, well, I don't want to confuse people, and quite honestly, I don't remember it right now. 981-7200.
Yep.
All right, but this is the one you want. See, Bill, it's on your little call screener. It's just
Is it?
Yeah, but no area code. So 312-235-2525.
Well, that's easy to remember.
In the year 2525.
That's not a Bob Dylan song.
No, it's Zager and Evans, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Very good. Bing, bing, bing. We have a winner. No more calls at 312-235-2525. We've selected a winner. All right, a couple things we must discuss. This is something we wanted to talk about yesterday, but we got all crazy with stuff, and we didn't have time to discuss this. But evidently, Wendy, there are zombie dogs, and that's a direct quote. That's not something I made up in a weird dream. That's a real thing. There are zombie dogs roaming around Chicago. Yeah, zombie dogs.
I don't believe this. I have seen some coyotes, or do you say coyote?
The correct word is coyote, but we say coyote. But it is, if you're going Queen's English, it is coyote.
Who said that?
It is.
Indians or Native Americans didn't do peyote.
No, they did payola.
No, peyote.
They did payola. That's why they can't be on the radio anymore.
It's really coyote?
Yeah, that's how you're supposed to say it.
Coyote.
But I say coyote because as a child, I had the Farmer Says, and they said coyote on there. That was one of the animals you could bring your spinner to and pull it, and then it would say, you're being eaten by a coyote.
You had the one chance to say Wile-E, and you didn't.
I didn't say it. No. Well, you're right, because in those cartoons,
it was coyote.
The Roadrunner's archenemy was Wile-E. That's excellent. Wile-E coyote, not Wile-E coyote.
I know.
That sounds ridiculous.
Stupid.
I wouldn't be afraid of that.
Anyway, I've seen coyotes, but what makes these zombie dogs different? Are they dead?
People started seeing these things and assuming it was some sort of dog gone wrong, but it's not. It turns out dog gone wrong. It turns out it is not just a coyote/coyote, but one that has been infected.
Oh, like, rabid?
Like one, yeah, it's like one that's on its last leg, and it has nothing to lose, and all bets are off.
Okay, but really, then it's a rabid coyote.
Yeah.
It's not a zombie dog.
It's not a zombie dog. But to look at it from a distance,
they look deranged.
I saw one. Some insane dog.
It was weird, first of all, and here's a little warning I can give to people. This was in LaGrange.
Mm-hmm.
It's, there's a lot of people walking around, and it's the middle of the afternoon. It's 2:30 on a Saturday afternoon, and we were driving down the street and saw a dog on somebody's front yard. And I'm like, boy, that dog looks mangy, like mm-hmm. its coat was kind of sort of coming off.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like a teenaged, as we got closer, it looked like a teenaged coyote who looked deranged, and his maybe he had the mange, like honestly, some of his coat was coming off.
Yeah.
And looked very confused
mm-hmm.
and up trying to go on somebody's porch.
Just this is exactly
2:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So I called the police and they said there's nothing we can do.
Until it breaks and enters into a home, there's nothing we can do.
Right.
It's well within its legal rights.
I said, well, shouldn't you be calling animal control
yeah.
or something? And they said, well, quite honestly, unless there's an overabundance, we're just supposed to track them. And I'm like, well, this could injure someone. And the woman on the phone at the police station said, quite honestly, they're more scared of us than we're scared of them at this
That's
point.
That's not enough for me.
But it is true. This was very skittish.
Yeah.
I don't know who's supposed to take it, but take it to the woods.
All right. Something happened with animal control, because in the early days of animal
budget
control.
Budget cuts.
I bet it is
it
budget
is.
Cuts. I bet it is. You could call them and say, I got a spider on the wall. please come with a magazine and take me out of this nightmare that I'm in. I can't deal with a spider. And they would come to your house. They'd send four guys to the house and they'd get rid of the spider.
What kind of magazine?
But now,
did you get to read the magazine? Is they're doing away with the spider with the vacuum? That's all you get.
There's a magazine called Dead Spider Magazine that they bring in for cases like this. There's no. It's all articles about how to swat a spider. It's ridiculous. It doesn't sell well. But all right. So now you can call and say, I've got rabid bats everywhere. They took my child. They flew off with my child, and they'll go, hey, you got to take care of it yourself. We got other problems. We got other fish to fry. They'll say that.
They don't handle fish. That's the wild.
The game wardens do that. Police are warning residents of the Chicago suburb.
Which
to
one?
Avoid,
because now I'm really worried.
Hanover Park.
Okay.
Spoiler alert. It'll be the suburb that I'm referring to, not by name, is Hanover Park. So make a bet with your friends. Police are warning residents of a Chicago suburb, which may be Hanover Park, to avoid helping what they call zombie dogs, because they are infected coyotes that could sicken other pets with their disease. Hanover Park Police Department posted the warning on its Facebook page on Wednesday, saying the coyotes or coyotes, which are usually nocturnal animals, are infected with a sarcoptic mange that causes them to be active during the day.
That's what I told you about.
That's
the
exactly.
mange.
Exactly. Now, can I swerve this off to a slight side story, but then I'll get back on track and tell you the finish of the Hanover Park coyote story. In our neighborhood, and it's not just our neighborhood, because I talk with friends and they have similar things going on where they live, a couple of years ago, like, you'd see a skunk once a summer. Like, one time a summer, you'd see a skunk, and you'd go, well, that's it for the summer. I have seen a skunk. But now, if you walk around town at night, you'll see a half a dozen skunks.
I never saw a living skunk.
Never?
Mm-mm. Now I've just probably
a night
jinxed
doesn't go
myself.
By, you're going to see some serious skunkage now. Because they listen to the stream. And they know that you're vulnerable.
They have a stream. That's
they do.
What makes it.
They create their own stream.
Tomato
That's the stream
sauce.
We should get on.
No! What, is that more popular than us?
Not
the
more popular,
stream?
It's just untapped. Nobody's on that stream.
Oh, it's tapped.
We should get on that one for sure. All right, so for the last two summers, we've noticed an increase, a serious increase, because my wife and I take walks at night.
And they stink.
And there they are. Yeah. So then my wife said, now this happened 3 weeks ago. She said, our neighbors called the police because in the middle of the day, all of a sudden, they're getting skunks in their yard, just like in this, because they're also supposed to be nocturnal. But in the center of the day, there's skunks just walking across the yard without any fear whatsoever.
Zombie skunks.
I don't know if there's, are there zombie skunks?
Well, mangy, rabid skunks. If they come out during the day, that's what they're saying about the coyotes.
So once you obtain the mange, once you get the mange, you don't care about rules anymore. You're like, nocturnal, dayturnal, I don't care. I'm coming out.
I don't know exactly what the mange is, and I will find out. I know that it is a disease that perhaps...
You look mangy.
Well, that is where it came from.
The other way around, right? People started
saying mangy.
To represent somebody who looks like they have the mange.
But I think it kind of makes you a little crazy if you're an animal.
Mange, I would imagine.
Skin disease.
Is it?
Yeah. You can hear me, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I can't. Say it again. I can't hear you.
It's a skin disease of mammals caused by parasitic mites and occasionally communicable to humans. It causes severe itching, hair loss, and the formation of scabs and lesions.
Oh, God, you're like my mange man. I like working with you, Bill, my mange man.
Have you ever seen a human being with the mange? I've not.
No, and I really would like to go through the rest of my life not.
That'd be awful to get the mange.
I have to Google that.
See if humans get the mange.
No, don't look at pictures. It's right before lunch. I can't look at real-life pictures of things, of skin diseases.
See, having like a skunk with the mange or any kind of any other animal with a mange is bad, but if a guy came up to me who had the mange, I'd scream so loud.
Would you shake his hand?
Yeah, I would still be nice to him. It's not his fault.
Yeah, but it's contagious.
He got bit by an armadillo with mange. It's not his fault.
Isn't it contagious?
Oh, is it?
Well, if you can get it, it's communicable to humans, so that means that you can get it from a mangy...
Yeah, it's
but
a parasite.
But it's not just a... Is it based on touch alone? Like, would I have
to... Well, if the parasite crawls on you...
I'm getting itchy right now, guys.
Oh.
Aren't you glad you looked that up?
Yeah. I would still shake hands with this man, but I would not spoon with him.
That's right. You know you have limits.
That's right. I would draw my line. I still want to be nice to the mange, the people who have mange. This should be in LaGrange, not in Hanover Park. That should be the name of their football team, the LaGrange Mange.
Nobody'd touch them. They'd
I know.
Win.
They'd get touchdowns every time.
Yeah. No, they're
and
the Lions.
Score, LaGrange 3008, Westport 9.
So I have not seen a skunk in our area. I really haven't, and I'm okay with that. But I'm telling you, Tiki got another rabbit over the weekend. And
he just kills them. He just finds them and kills them.
He's old. He shouldn't be chasing these rabbits. And I got to be honest with you, I couldn't identify it if it was a squirrel or a rabbit because some of its things were missing. And a squirrel and a rabbit look similar if you just interchange the ears and the tails.
Oh,
they really
do. I never thought about it, but I guess they do. They're fast, though. They're so fast.
Which I can't believe Tiki is 11 or 12 years old. Honest to God, I don't know how he can do that. And then the funny thing is he's walking with one paw on his back going, oh, I'm sore today.
Yeah.
Because he went nuts.
It's a full day for a dog.
Yeah. But I made Jim take the shovel and...
And do what?
He got to put it in a jewel bag because I don't want it just sitting on top of the garbage. Because then we'll get a skunk.
Mm-hmm. Is that true?
I don't know. What do skunks eat?
Trail mix.
I bet you're right.
I think they do. I'm pretty sure they do.
I have seen one in the wild once on the side of the road walking by when we were on vacation somewhere. And it was pretty amazing because I think they're kind of cute in a weird way.
Well, because we've seen them in cartoons.
Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah, we've seen Pepe Le Pew and Flower. That's Bambi's friend.
Yeah. Oh, Flower was beautiful.
Flower was a good looking skunk. Now, the reason I bring this up is there's a reason for this. All right, so our neighbors told us last week that in the middle of the day, they see this skunk walking around in their yard, two of them walking through their yard, and without any fear at all. And then my wife said the other day, now this would be, what day were we off? Monday, so 2 days ago. We have, in our back, we have this wood kind of a patio that's open on one side.
A deck?
You could call it a deck.
Or a wood patio.
I guess if you wanted to be technical, I guess it qualifies as a deck. Miss Technical. All of a sudden, Wendy's friends with Tom Jenke, and she knows all kinds of words that I'm not privy to.
Yeah, deck's a tough one.
So,
a wood patio.
So she sees a skunk moving at not full skunk speed, like just kind of...
Sauntering?
Yeah, it was... Thank you. It was sauntering. And it went underneath our, am I saying this right, a deck?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it went under there and stayed there for a few minutes and then went out. So I thought...
Babies.
I didn't think babies. I thought maybe that's its hideout now. And Terry called somebody who knows stuff about animals, which is anybody but me. And he said that the way skunks are is they don't stay in the same place twice. Like if it's staying there one night, it finds someplace else. It sleeps somewhere else. The next night.
They're transients?
Yeah, they're transients. It doesn't like to sleep in the same place twice, much like the girls I dated in college. So I was very much afraid for a little while. But now I'm like, well, that's good news.
I don't know that that's true.
I don't want it nesting underneath our deck.
Yeah, but that would be, that's where the rabbits nest, because we have a wood patio also.
A deck?
Yes. See, you did learn something today.
Today was a good day for me.
And I have to rip it up because I want a stone patio because there are little spaces underneath that honestly is where the rabbits go and hide.
Yeah.
And that's where Tiki will like bark and scratch on it and will shoo the rabbit out. And then that's when he chases it.
Oh.
But then it's like if you're a wild animal and there's a domesticated really big dog hanging out in the yard.
I would stay clear of that.
And wouldn't you almost feel like animals get around completely with their sense of smell? Wouldn't they have smelled that a big dog is hanging out in this yard?
Yeah, why aren't they smarter?
I don't know.
They should be smarter.
We have a fenced yard and like five houses in a row all have dogs. I would stay off our block if I was a rabbit.
Yeah. Here's what I'm going to do in the future. This is my plan for the future. Anytime there's an animal on our property, whether it's a skunk or a squirrel, you name the animal, I'm going to call Steve Dale and tell him that it's a puppy and that it's his if he wants it. He can come and get it.
He'll catch on after like the third time.
I think by three or four times he'll be wise to my plan, but, you know, still.
You want to borrow Tiki? He'll get the skunk out. He'll catch it, too.
I know he will.
I'll bet a skunk is slower than a rabbit. Rabbits are fast. I can't believe he gets them.
Rabbits and squirrels are unbelievably fast. And squirrels have this thing. I don't know what it is about a squirrel. It's got this weird kind of...
It fakes you out like it's playing basketball?
Yeah, like a head juke. Like, I'm going left. And then you go left, and it goes right. They're amazing. They're like Steve Kerr. That's what they're like. He was under our deck for a while. We had to call an exterminator. He's a nice guy, but after a while. All right, let's take a quick break. We've got news next and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Wendy, do I have time to compliment Judy Pilak?
Bill, you always have time to compliment Judy Pilak.
First of all, obviously a new haircut, Judy, and it's working for you. It looks fantastic.
Thanks. It's a shag.
It is a shag, and you look great.
My brother-in-law?
No.
That's what they call him.
The style of the hair that Judy's wearing currently. And then also, I don't notice jewelry. I never notice jewelry. But you're wearing a bracelet right now that's just stunning. Is it an honor of Wonder Woman?
Kind of. That's why you noticed it.
I know. I got to do this all day. I want to be Wonder Woman for Halloween.
Yeah. Well, you're partially there with the bracelet, but it's beautiful. It's silver and it's gold, and it's silver and gold. It makes Burl Ives happy. Is that why you're doing it?
No, I think it's because it's shiny. You like it because it's like a shiny.
No, because normally I'm indifferent towards shininess, but that just it works for you. Everything looks nice.
Wendy, it's like a $3 bracelet. It's hilarious. It's stretchy.
Oh, yeah, it is cute, though.
It is. I love it. You know why? It's so light, because I hate wearing heavy bracelets.
You have no idea. You down.
Unless I'm Wonder Woman and I'm going to strike someone.
Right. Then you need a thicker, heavier bracelet.
I need an iron.
Bill used to be on the swim team and had to get rid of his heavy bracelets because he wasn't
weighing me down. My times were suffering.
Did you shave your whole body, too?
He's completely naked except for two bracelets.
Most of my body.
It cracked me up when swimmers in college did that.
Yeah.
I dated a swimmer and he was too smooth.
Way too smooth.
I couldn't touch him anymore.
Yes.
It shaves off like a second. But I guess it makes all the difference.
I bet a tenth of a second, but still.
I don't think it could shave off much more than a tenth of a second, honestly.
Well, I guess it depends how hairy you are.
Oh, that's true, I guess.
Right? Like, Pete McMurray doesn't go very fast.
I used to race against Ed Asner every week. I always cream him. Now, can I tell you something?
Did he just swim around the pool and not know where he was going?
Yeah, you get lost. I have this thing when I go to water slides, and I have no idea why this is. I don't, like, when I get into the water slide, my body does not progress down the water slide.
You're too sweaty.
Is that what it is? You would think
first of all, do you go on water slides a lot?
Not anymore, because they don't work for me.
Because you can't go down?
It's the silliest thing in the world, and my family loves it.
Are you, wearing jeans, or what's your problem?
No, I'm wearing swim trunks.
Are the trunks too short? Because
Since this started, when I was in my 20s, I've had roughly two dozen pairs of swim trunks. It doesn't matter what kind of swim trunks it is.
Are they longer?
Some are longer, some are shorter. Never Speedos, like you've suggested in the past, Jude.
Shiny Speedos would be the best.
Bigger, baggier ones. Some more sleek.
Wear some leggings. You'll go sailing.
All right. I might try that.
Okay. First of all, it shouldn't have anything really to do with your suit unless you're wearing some bulky kind of burlap suit.
No, I don't wear a burlap suit.
Not anymore.
Because the burlap, you should really only go down slides that aren't water slides. But anyway, yeah, because they have water going down, you should be able.
My daughters always do this. Whenever we go to the pool, they see if there is a water slide, and if there is, they laugh right away because they know what's coming. And then they always say to whoever's the lifeguard, they go, "Watch my dad. You won't believe how crazy this is." And I get in, and it doesn't matter what the pitch or the angle is. Like, it could be one that goes straight down. I get in it, and I just stay there.
You're holding back, Bill.
No, I'm not.
I think you are.
I'm not holding back. I want to
have fun.
You've
got to let go.
I want to let go. I can't. The water won't have it.
I have a funny water slide story that I hope my mother-in-law is fine with me sharing. They were all at some resort, I think in Hawaii, where there was a lovely water slide, a rocky fixture that went into the pool, and she was sitting in an inner tube and was going down. And I thought, what a great mom to go down with, you know, her three kids.
Yeah.
And evidently when she got down to the bottom of the water slide, the inner tube flipped over. So just her butt was up in the air and everyone was was laughing, and she said, I was stuck. I couldn't breathe. They just thought they'd take a picture and giggle at me. And finally, someone realized she's been under for a while.
Oh, no.
So they flipped her over. But I hate water slides. You get stuck on them. She flips over.
No, I love them.
I have never really been on one. I think I went on one once because Jim made me.
I was just in the Dells recently, and that
is ground zero for water slides.
That one that goes, you know, it's like a toilet bowl, or it's called or something like that.
I've been on that one.
It's so scary, and I can't stop going on it.
There's one of those at Kings Island. I've not been on the one in Wisconsin, but I've been on the one in Kings Island, and it is.
Yeah, when it goes around, you think you're gonna fall off. It's like you can't. You're so high
up. It's a lot of fun.
You know,
how is that fun? She says she's so scared.
Okay, it is fun, but here's the thing. Because for some reason, I would get in last. I'd make my son go in first.
Yeah.
And so my back was always to it. Because I think if I saw it coming, I would have passed out. And I would never go again.
Scary.
But I never did. And then you just whoosh, get in the bowl and start going up the sides.
Mm-hmm.
But you go up so high that you think you're going to fall out of the raft. And you don't, of course. It's all gravity. Something to do with gravity. I don't really know.
Will someone flip me over? I'll tell you about gravity.
Okay, you know what's even sadder? That we are getting all of our home movies transferred over to DVD.
That's fun.
I can't tell you how many times my children were in peril.
Yeah.
And the first thing we did was get the camera.
Sure, shoot
it. And then we helped them.
Imagine now how that happens.
It's hilarious. I mean, so when we go to get him, like, I was getting my son out from between the bed and the mattress where he was stuck, and I couldn't move him. And then I was like, put the camera down. Help me. Because I got all mad. But at first I was like,
this is fun. Of course it's fun.
Are you stuck?
I got to find our old home movies.
I have been having a ball watching them. I'm telling you, it is... Nobody else can watch them. Only me, because it's really boring.
Like when you see the little kid versions of your children, you go, those people are gone.
I know
it
makes me,
kids,
you know what? It's very, very emotional for me to watch it. But I watch every nuance.
Yeah.
They are, for 10 minutes, we're filming them doing nothing. They're doing nothing. And I'm like, oh, look at him. Right. I can watch every second.
Ironically, now they're teenagers and the thing they do most is nothing. And you get upset.
And I really can't stand them.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I loved when they were little and they couldn't talk.
Let's say that.
Well, that's going to confuse Jay Cutler, Judy, if they move the venue. He's easily confused, you know.
What, is he on the...
He's on the
Dolphins. That's right.
Yeah.
And isn't it their bye... Don't they miss out on their bye week then?
Well, they were discussing two different options. Number one, moving the game between the Buccaneers and the Dolphins to what they call a neutral site. So neither team would really be the home team. But then Dolphins...
This isn't a court... Well, they don't have to move it to a neutral.
It's the NFL, Wendy. It's worse.
I guess.
It's strange because what would happen then is the Dolphins would lose a lot of revenue because they miss out on one home game, and that's a ton of money. So they would prefer it that they have the game there in Miami. And week 9, I think, is the week that both the Bucs and the Dolphins have a bye week. So as of this morning, they were still trying to figure out which would be which. But now they're just going to do it where? What did they decide?
I think it is their bye week then, both of them.
Oh, they're going to move it to week 9.
Postpone until, November 19th.
Yeah.
Well, what, don't the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, don't they make money at their stadium?
They do. So that was another option. They said, why don't we do it this way, maybe? We'll do this game in Tampa Bay, and then when we were supposed to be in Tampa Bay, we'll do that one in Miami. But somebody turned that down. I don't know who, but somebody turned it down.
They play so few games, I guess it's critical.
Yeah, 16 games, so you only get 8 home games, and it is. It's a lot of revenue, so they don't want to miss out on
anything. Right. Well, my God, the way they're talking about the hurricane, Florida might not be there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's true.
I'm kidding. But the Keys, I think it's very concerning for the Keys.
I've been watching, the Weather Channel amuses me with some of its crazy antics that they do pre-hurricane. Like, they had some reporter out there, like, here is, how are they rated? Again, the...
Oh, categories?
Yes. Yeah. I was going to say type. That's blood. Mm-hmm. Category 1, they have this house in the background and like, yeah, it's going to blow around a little bit. Then category 2, you may lose a shingle or something like that. Category 3, your windows might break and part of your roof will lift up. And then category 4, it's like there was no saving it. And this is category 5 at this point.
It's, the highest they go.
Why is this one, I don't know if you'll know the answer to this, but I'll ask anyway. This one seems to be a bit more unpredictable than most hurricanes. They can't figure out the exact course that it's about to take. What's going on with this one?
But I think that happens.
Is it always that way?
Not so far out. But, I mean, because they were predicting it was going to hit the Caribbean, and it did.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of damage there already. So, I mean.
And they were looking at Turks and Caicos Islands as well.
Yeah. I think it just has to do with the warm air, you know, and the moisture and just how much it collects. And, gosh, I don't know. Tom Skilling could answer that. It would take him a while, but he could.
I know it.
I don't think you'd understand it, but he would know the answer.
I love listening to him, but he is just, he's like me with rock bands.
My word. This thing's coming at us from all directions, Judy.
I said my word when I saw The Who. My word, we're rocking.
My word. Rush Limbaugh has an interesting theory about Hurricane Irma.
It's caused by his big mouth.
No, he says that it is part of a conspiracy theory by those that want to sell batteries.
Is he back on the pills?
I don't know what he's doing.
I mean, are you kidding me?
But he says that this, the way that the media is overblowing and overcovering these hurricanes.
Overblowing? Did you see Harvey and what it did? 60 people died.
Flat out devastation.
It's ridiculous.
But he said that what the goal is here is that they want to sell more batteries and they want to sell more bottled water. So that reporters are going out of their way, because all reporters are in on this conspiracy, as you know. They're going out of their way to sell this thing much, much bigger than it actually is.
Right, because I've always been for batteries and water.
Right.
Listen, by the way, you do end up using them, so it's like they go bad.
Right.
I go crazy buying batteries and water now.
Right.
So,
well, you're falling prey to this conspiracy then.
Right. See, I mean, look at all the remotes, and I have, you know, little candles that are electronic candles.
Oh, you're right.
I buy batteries like they're going out of stock. So, everybody already does buy batteries.
See, I've never been in one of those weather war zones to buy. I wouldn't even know what to buy. Like, batteries are the last thing I buy.
Alcohol.
Yeah, I buy alcohol exactly first. Glasses.
Here's
unbreakable glasses.
Here's a little bit of Rush Limbaugh. Here's what he says. Here comes a hurricane. Local media goes on the air and says, big hurricane is coming. Oh, my God. Make sure you got batteries. Make sure you got water. It could be the worst ever. Have you seen the size of this baby? It's already a Category 5. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's bigger than the island of Haiti. Oh, my God. People then run to the stores, and they stock up on everything, and they hoard, and they end up with vacant stores. There's nothing here. And then it's a big success. TV stations have eyeballs. The advertising businesses have sold out of business. They got to restock, and then the cycle repeats.
Does he have nothing else to talk about? Because it's really ridiculous.
He doesn't have anything
to talk about. First of all, I've never done a news story where I have said, don't forget your water and batteries.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
I mean, and we don't do that. The governors do that, and the emergency management people do it.
They're all in on it, though.
Right, there, of course. They even created the hurricane.
Listen, his listeners, really be careful, because if he's making it seem like it's not going to be that bad,
right,
it could be terrible, and you will lose everything you have if you don't pay attention.
Better safe than sorry.
Yeah.
Tell you the flip side of this, which is more it's equally as disturbing. This is the second time we've mentioned his name in a couple of weeks, but Jim Baker, do you remember we said him last week? We were talking about Jim Baker a little bit last week
because we were talking about
Joel Osteen.
Yeah.
Joel Osteen right now is the most successful televangelist, but there was a time where Jim and Tammy Faye Baker held those two positions.
Yes, I remember.
They were by far.
I enjoyed them thoroughly.
That was the PTL club, right? People That Love? Was that what it was?
No. What did it stand for? Maybe.
I think it was People That Love, I think.
Mm. I should have been a member then.
I think so.
It makes sense.
All right. So Jim Baker is still on the air. He was off for a while because he had a couple of scandals, but now he's back on the air. All is forgiven.
And she has passed away.
Yeah, Tammy Faye's no longer with us. But he has a new partner, and I don't know if that's his wife or girlfriend or just co-host. I'm not sure. I have no idea. But he says that what's going on with these hurricanes, Jim Baker said this yesterday, this is God's judgment coming down on the earth.
Yeah.
We as a people have been bad, and we have screwed things up here on the planet. So God's judgment is to
Is it aiming for him first?
It's not aiming for him.
Well, he gets to be forgiven, but no one else does?
I think he specifically targeted gay people, didn't he, on that one?
Not this time. He has in the past. In the past he has, but not this time. He just says that we as a people are misbehaving, so we're getting this. But now he has a way of figuring it out that, that can help all of us. And this goes against what Rush Limbaugh said.
How much?
Jim Baker has a bucket of food that he sells for $175. It's an emergency bucket that should you be ravaged by a hurricane
okay,
or a tropical
that's
storm,
despicable.
This will save
well,
your life.
Well, what's in it? Don't judge yet.
It's a, you know,
I'm judging because it's Jim Baker. I don't care what's in it. Why is
he
coming up with
he should send one
a,
to Rush.
It's
he should take the bucket and go in the basement and wait it out.
It's described only as a bucket of survivalist food. It doesn't say exactly what's in the bucket. I'll do a little research.
Okay, because it's a Y2K thing. We were all told to get this, which I did.
Right.
I got gallons of water. I got extra. I think I had a cat at that point, so I bought extra cat food.
Yeah.
I mean, you really did try to stock up because we thought the world was going to go crazy.
I didn't.
I didn't either.
As a matter of fact, I had to come to work.
All right, well, I'm an alarmist.
But it wasn't just you. They sold tons and tons and tons of these things. And then, like, 3 seconds after it was midnight, everybody realized, oh, I guess we were wrong.
It was such a letdown.
Yeah.
It really kind of was.
It was. Oh, God. We prepared for a year in the newsroom because, you know, anything could have happened.
The belief was, and if I'm wrong, help me with this because this is kind of me remembering from 16 years ago. But when they set computer code, they only set it to go to a certain amount of digits, and that when it flipped over to 2000, everybody thought computers would revert back and think it was the year zero. They wouldn't be able to figure out that it was the year 2000, and everything would stop working, that air traffic controller grids would go blank.
Yeah, planes would be crashing. Yeah. There'd be no lights. Buildings would fall down.
And then there were companies. Remember, there were companies that would you'd pay them a lot of money to come to your company and make your computer system 2000 ready, 2000 compliant. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So they made out like bandits, but nothing
happened.
I don't think anything happened.
No, nothing did.
PTL allegedly stands for Praise the Lord.
Praise is it Praise the Lord? Lord? That makes more sense. Go. What did I say? People that love.
And then it would have there would have been group. More letters. People that love other people.
Right.
When they're married.
Right. Right.
Isn't that what Jim Baker did?
So what happened? Remember they raised tons of money for an amusement park. But I don't know that that amusement park ever did it. Ever
I feel like I've seen pictures of it. So it must have started.
It must have opened because
I
remember.
But I don't know that it ever opened. Yeah. It, wasn't it some Christian themed?
It was.
Yeah. So every.
Holy Roller Coaster.
Right.
Did they have, was that really
was
the name
of
it?
Clever,
no, but it should have been. Oh, sorry. There's a video. I can't turn my volume off.
There's a video of Jim Baker going down the water slide, the holy water slide, I guess, not just the water slide.
I bet you can slide right down that one.
That one I would slide down.
All the way.
No, actually,
The one to hell. The one to purgatory.
This was a water slide unlike
they have slides going
other water slides. Right. You'd lay at the bottom of it, and then you would raise.
Shoot you up, Dad.
You'd go up the water slide.
You guys are blasphemous. All I know is that in 2011, Heritage USA is what it was called.
That was it.
And
Heritage USA.
They made a video inside the remnants of the fallen PTL Club theme park. So
I remember them showing on the, because I would watch the show every once in a while because I was both afraid and amused by it at the same time.
I would watch too.
And they'd show you scale models of what this amusement park looked like. And it didn't rival Disney World, but it was huge. It was gigantic.
It was like Great America kind of.
Yeah.
But the theme cracked me up. Everything was, you know, I think there was like
religious
the word of God was there while you were waiting in line.
Wasn't the mascot so Mickey Messiah?
Good one, Wendy.
Guess who's not going to heaven? That would be
I'll
you.
See you in hell, Mick.
Keep walking along the lines. No, out. You. Out. You.
Well, I like Tammy Faye Baker because she was on an episode of The Surreal Life.
Yeah.
With like Vince Neil from Motley Crue. And she was a hoot. She was sweet.
Didn't they get to be very close
friends? Which, an unlikely couple.
Vince Neil. And Tammy Faye Baker.
They were just so sweet to one another, and this was right before she passed away. And after getting to know a little of her, I mean, she was a complete goofball.
Yeah.
But she seemed like such a kind-hearted woman that it was really sad to hear she passed away after she was on The Surreal Life.
Do you remember when they did PTL Club? So it's Jim and Tammy Faye, and at the time they were, we believed, very happily married. We found out later on that...
Well, there was a lot of crying there. We should have been warned
by
that.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is no matter what they would discuss, they would cut to her.
When I would be flipping to the channel. If I saw that, I would stay on it. Because
waterproof mascara. They made it back then.
Her eyes were a mess.
It wouldn't have been the same.
She
had all
you're
kinds
right. Of, like green and blue and rouge and stuff all over.
But mostly black.
Yeah.
Just pouring down her face.
But she would cry. Like, I'm sensitive, but she would cry good news, bad news.
And she had the waterworks.
Yeah.
I mean, that, you know, I wonder if you picked her because of that.
That's how they fill, you know, the water slide.
Exactly.
She just stood at the top and wept.
Tammy, we need water over here.
Tell me something sad, Jim. I'm leaving you. That's all it took.
Half of me thinks part of that's an act, which it could be, but part of that is kind of who she was, too.
Very
emotional.
There
are just very emotional people.
Yeah. Yep. Do you remember she, for a while... This is kind of ancient trivia, but let's see if either of you know this. She had a talk show, Tammy Faye Baker, with another semi-celebrity.
Jim J. Bullock.
Boy, are you good. That's wow. It. It was called Jim J. and Tammy Faye. Yeah. Yeah, that was excellent.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
And she would cry on that sometimes.
Yeah, I watched that.
Like, they would have
that's because she was paired with
on.
Jim J.
Sometimes the guests would be like, you know... It would be Cloris Leachman, and they would introduce her, and Tammy Faye would just start crying, and they go, why are you sad?
You mean it was that kind of talk show?
It was like Ellen, very much.
It was supposed to be lighter. It was light,
yeah.
But she was prone to crying a lot, so she would weep no matter what was going on.
It's a gift from God.
It is.
I'm more emotional as I get older. It's weird.
Oh, yeah.
I cry much, even when I'm just talking to people in the store.
What do you think's behind
that? If I mention something.
Because I'm that way, too.
I think it's age.
Because
I think it's age.
You know, we're getting older.
Yeah.
And you're hearing of people dying in their 60s, it's starting to freak me out.
It's not even that, though. I mean, it's things that didn't make me cry when I was younger now do. And maybe it's just, maybe you get more emotional or you're more sensitive. You know, you see more things.
I think most people... I shouldn't say most people.
You learned
people.
More?
I think other people, because I know people who I've watched get older as time's gone on, and they get less emotional. They're like, oh, I've seen it all at this point in my life. You can't fool me.
And that's what's weird. While I will say I tear up more, I am meaner. As an older woman, I'm like, no, that's not going to work.
That's not going to fly.
Because you know what you want, and you're not going to take crap
anymore.
And, you know,
I can tell you actually when it happened, because I remember, because I was reporting on a story, and I was at a story and I was tearing up and I was like, oh my God, what is wrong with me? But it was a story about a kid who had died, and I was having kids at the time. I think when you have kids, everything changes.
Well, it changes you completely.
So, exactly. I mean, I just identified more and I was like, oh my God, I'm a reporter and I'm tearing up. I got to get out of here.
I cried at every first day of school pretty much. I really did.
Yeah.
Kindergarten was a big one. Dylan started high school this year and I went to the parent night and everything. I didn't cry at all. I was happy for him for starting high school. I do think that it's because Michael didn't go away to school that I was like relieved. So school to me was like, okay,
no,
good.
I didn't cry when mine went away to school.
No.
You didn't?
No.
Ask Bill if he did. He's still all like
I
a baby.
Still look at me. Yeah. Honestly, every time.
Tammy Faye would have been ashamed of you.
Did they both
go
at the same time?
Too much.
Yeah.
No, that first year, 2 years ago, Reese went away to Dayton, and then Kylie, a very short time later, went to Costa Rica for her gap
year. Oh, I thought maybe if they left at the same time, because I thought maybe it's because I still had some at home. They were never all gone.
Oh. No, it had nothing to do with that. It was just...
Interesting.
Boy, you are cold.
What? I knew
they
would
come back.
Once you
have kids, it softens
you.
I didn't cry when they left.
Adios.
Right.
Don't let the door hit yet. I would look at my checkbook, and that would sober me right up.
Right.
Yeah, I guess.
Look at the numbers changing dramatically.
Yeah. That's why I'm a fan of community college.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, I know. Maybe when my first one went, maybe I was a little bit teary-eyed, but by the third one, I was like, pfft.
I still remember on my first day of first grade watching my mom as I was leaving, turning around and seeing her just crying like and not understanding why she was so sad.
Yeah, no, that's funny. I turned around and my mom was gone. You wonder why I'm
Where'd
like I
go?
Am.
Where'd she go?
I think I walked myself to kindergarten, actually.
Really?
I feel like I did.
I don't remember.
Wow.
And I was four.
Wow. Wow.
But you weren't double promoted.
No. No, I wasn't. Ever.
I was.
We know. The whole city knows. There's a billboard that's...
I know. Who do you think paid for that billboard?
This guy double promoted. My mom was double promoted.
Oh, she was.
The one who left, who didn't even walk in kindergarten.
We're
Apparently
very,
she had enough.
Yeah, we're like nomads. We can't stay in the same place too long.
And she can write with both hands, too.
Oh, how about that? She's very gifted.
Is she really ambidextrous?
She was, yes.
It's a shine of genius.
A shine of genius? Yeah. Are you Mitch Michaels?
Yeah. Shine of genius, baby. All right, we must take a break.
Thanks, Jude.
Court ordered. Thank you, Judy. We'll come back and then, you know, we'll close things off. That's what we do at the end of the show.
Today's been silly.
Silly's good.
People listening, you will not be charged for today's show. It's on the house. Gratis. Be right back. Bill Mundy.
I want to thank some people who came in the studio today. Most of them downstairs when we were working on 7:20 a.m. Mitch Michaels, you can get his book, Doing the Cruise, doingthecruise.com. Very interesting, all about radio and other things. Dr. John Duffy, always a pleasure to have him here. Mm-hmm. And I'm still reeling from Joan Osborne.
She sounded great. She's at the City Winery tonight.
Yeah, 8 o'clock.
And she puts on a great show. She's very talented.
I might go. I know I said I couldn't, but I might finagle things around and go.
You're not going to go.
I don't know. Michael and I might go. She's singing the music of Bob Dylan.
Bet. I know. But I know you, and unless it's a 100%, I'm going. I got tickets. I'm ready. Car started.
I'm trying to change
the direction.
I'm trying to be more frivolous and more spur of the moment. Yes.
Yeah. I put $50, says you're not going.
Well, see, now you've inspired me to go just to take your 50.
I'll make it 51.
Yeah, I'm not taking that bet.
That's it for today's show. Go see Wendy at the City Winery tonight. It'll be the empty table in the back. Until I said hello. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.